What if the way you've been telling your life story reveals the secret to what is holding you back? Stories play an integral part in how we see not only ourselves, but the whole world. Stories are more than just an important part of communication. They also reveal hidden aspects of our inner talk, which can either support us or end up holding us back from the very things we want most in life, without us even realizing it. Join author, mindset coach, and award-winning singer-songwriter Carrie Rowan on her show, Look for the Good, every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. when she shares nuggets of wisdom from her internationally best-selling book, Tell a New Story, 5 Simple Steps to Release Your Negative Stories and Bring Joy to Your Life. Carrie's powerful stories and compelling guests will empower you to change how you look at your own life while giving you some powerful tools and tips you can use every day to help you feel better and move yourself closer to the life you've been longing to live.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Look for the Good. I'm your host, Carrie Rowan, mindset strategist and coach, and I love sharing nuggets of wisdom about the stories that we tell each other, and more importantly, the stories we tell ourselves. You can join me, my special guest, as we share our personal stories of strength and triumph every week here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can listen online, on your mobile device, in your car, or ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio. You can tune in every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time to get real stories and tips on how to turn your story and your life around. So join us each week as we evolve and we unite humankind with universal love. I'm so excited to be here today, everybody, and I can't wait to introduce you to our special guest. Hello, Kristen, waiting in the wings.
Oh.
And before we get started, I just want to have a word. We have a word from our sponsor, and then we're going to jump in because this is just a tremendous episode, and I can't wait to get started. Has the game of entrepreneurship left you feeling stuck and burnt out? Are you feeling drained financially and emotionally? Well, Mind Your Business Coaching uses the power of neuroscience to heal and rewire your relationship with money and strategically wire you for fulfillment and abundance. Power forward with proven science-backed methods that will transform your life and take your business and wealth to the next level. Book your free consultation today at www.mybcoaching.com/gift and use the promo code, my name, Carrie Rowan, to get 10% off of the Wired for Wealth program. But don't delay because spots will fill up fast. Again, we love to spell things here on radio. That website is www.myb, mind your business. So mybcoaching.com/gift with the promo code of Carrie Rowan. So do that now while you're thinking about it. And as we're going to get started here, as you all know, we love talking about stories. And my next guest, Kristen Ellsworth, is amazing. And let me tell you a little bit about her. The coolest thing, too, is that our work is very similar. So I know you guys are going to love her stories and what she talks about and how to rewire your stories. So Kristen Ellsworth, she's a 20-plus year Navy veteran, proud wife, and mother of two boys. And she's a Dr. Rewire Certified Wealth Rewire Coach. I love that. She helps stuck entrepreneurs unlock their brain for financial success by using proven science-backed methods developed by Dr. Trivedi. So I always think of him as Dr. Rewire. And these transformational modalities are used to heal and rewire the past stories that are keeping you stuck and then strategically wire your future for wealth and high performance. And I love that. And you guys can already see how our businesses so align with each other because it's all about those stories. So she's the founder of Mind Your Business Coaching. And I love that name. We're going to talk about where that came from, which incorporates these rewiring modalities with a signature wealth building methodology for a holistic force multiplier like no other on the market today. And I just love that because it's those stories, right? We talk about this. We talk about those stories that we don't even realize are the ones that are holding us back. So welcome, Kristen. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be here. And it's just an honor to be able to share my story.
Love your story. It gave me goosebumps when we were talking last time. It's really, really powerful. And like we were saying before, you know, I find that with clients, it's those stories they feel that they can't share, right? The ones that they think are so awful, they can't share, that I know we're onto something really, really good. I know we're close to a breakthrough when they say that to me. And then sometimes on the other end, we don't even know that we have this story that's stuck. So I think we're going to talk about a little bit of all of that today, right? Like A lot of people don't even realize that story they keep telling over and over and over again, the disempowering one, the one that is, you know, riddled with shame and guilt and all those yucky feelings that nobody wants to feel, are the very stories that, like you were saying, keep us stuck, right? Like, which is what you do. That's your specialty and mine too. And I love the fact that until you can teach somebody how to get in there and kind of find out what those stories are and kind of capture those stories, they might not even realize they have a story in there. Do you find that true?
Oh, absolutely. We're all just massive onions with so many layers. So many layers.
So true. I love the onion analogy. And it's trying to peel those layers away to get inside there. And that might sound complicated, but really, it's actually easier than you think. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Once you start to unravel a story, it starts to unravel other stories. And it has this compounding ripple effect. And you start to see how everything is really connected in your life.
Yeah, that is really, really powerful. And I feel like once your eyes awaken to that and you start to hear yourself, you'll never again tell that story the same way. You'll almost like feel it coming out of your mouth. You'll like suck it back in. Like you're like, oh, wait, not telling that story, right? Because you know the outcome of it. And if you want to change the outcome, like a lot of people say they do, I feel like this is the secret sauce. This is the secret where people don't realize that they keep reinforcing what they don't want in their life instead of what they do want in their life. That's why I love this work that you do.
Yeah, definitely. And when we retell those stories, we're just myelinating those neural pathways that were created from the initial experience. And our brain was really, you know, designed for survival. And so if it experiences pain, it's obviously going to be like, we want to avoid that again. But every time you're triggered by something or every time you retell that story, you have that same physiological response all over again. You don't even realize it. And so you're just strengthening those neural pathways. And that's what we don't want to do. Mm-hmm. We actually want to rewire them. And when we do that, it's really from a science approach because we're breaking that synapse in the neural pathway and we're redirecting it. So you're no longer triggered. We are going to dissolve that emotional charge, you know, so that we're not forgetting our story, right? Because they are a part of us. They're a part of our identity. But now we can look at them from a place of inspiration and not, like you said, from resentment and shame and guilt.
Yeah. And when we're stuck inside that story, we haven't seen the bigger picture or assigned a new meaning to that story, then we do. We keep replaying in our minds. And that's what trauma really is. We're replaying that scene, that little movie inside of our minds over and over again. And then when we tell it, like you're saying, we're just reinforcing that. We're making that groove in the brain even stronger, which is what we don't want to do. We want to be free of those stories. And I think what's really powerful about this is that you don't realize how much that seeps into all aspects of your life, right? Like we were talking, you were telling me as part of your story and how you didn't, you know, you were feeling stuck yourself. And so I love that, you know, until we become aware of that, we kind of keep just operating on autopilot.
Yeah. Well, the universe is constantly trying to wake us up to that. And so we can even get into a story of like, why is my story always happening over and over again? And it's because the universe is trying to wake us up. And it's like, you know, we haven't learned to love that story. And so it's going to happen over and over again in different forms until we wake up and we are willing to go on that journey, you know, to rewire it and learn to love it.
Yeah. Learn to love it. That's really powerful. And when you can learn to love it for what it was and see the purpose and assign a higher meaning, because when we can assign a higher meaning to our pain, that's what also helps it dissolve, right? And when we can do that, we can see our own stories so differently. You know, I mean, my book is chock full of my stories that I didn't want to tell, that I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing putting these stories out to the world? And then, they were my stories to transform. And that's what I love about the power of stories. When you share your story or I share my story, we witness somebody else on stage sharing a story and we can all see ourselves in that, right? Everybody else's story is just a reflection of our own heart. And so when we can recognize ourselves in somebody else's story and then we go, wow, look how she turned her story around. I mean, Kristen's life is amazing and look what she did. Then that inspires all of us to say, hey, maybe we can do it too, you know?
Yeah. And we're all here for a purpose, for a mission, and we weren't given the tools, right? We had to actually experience life in order to gain those. And so really our stories are not meant for us. They're meant for us to turn them into our gift and heal and serve other people with them. So we're meant to give them away, really.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to look at it. And for many years, you know, as a songwriter, my stories were just 3 minute, you know, songs are just 3 minute stories, right? So I was always gifting my stories and giving them to other people so that, you know, there's a certain amount of interpretation that happens where they can interpret it one way and they might think it means this. And allowing that them to use that as a vehicle to help them feel better. And I think, yeah, like you just said, that's the purpose of stories is so we can learn from each other, learn from our own stories, and even leave a better story as a legacy for generations to come.
Absolutely. And we can actually pass our stories down epigenetically. So it's important that we do heal them and allow the body to release them because the body remembers, and that's what's being replicated in our DNA. Mm-hmm. So it's important to heal generations, honestly, you know, to break those cycles.
Oh, I love that. That's really, really powerful. The body tells the story, right? Dr. Gabe Mator. And so it's just really one of those things that can elude you because we think we're just telling a story. Oh, it's just a story about what happened. And we don't realize that power of our stories, because hidden inside that story are our belief systems, our limiting belief systems, but also it could be on the positive side too. What are our belief systems? What do we believe in? What do we want more of? But because you said, and I say it all the time, our brains are just doing their job to try to keep us safe. And it thinks that we still have, you know, tigers coming out from the back of my woods here, which doesn't usually happen. I had a bobcat once, but that was it. And it's not, we don't live in that same world, but yet our minds are the biggest enemy, right? Are those thoughts that we say, those little tiny insidious stories that we say to ourselves, the mean ones, oh, you're so stupid. You'll never get this right. Why do you always do that? You always mess things up. Whatever that little thing is that repeats, those are the worst ones because they put us into that fight or flight. Whether there's a tiger there or not, the story that we're telling ourselves puts us in that back brain and we can't possibly think straight.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we all get stuck in our stories. You know, everyone has like their piece of the puzzle that is really holding them back. And as you said earlier, right, we turn those moments into memories and then we give them a meaning. And our brain, the animal brain, is defaulting to, was this a gain or a loss, you know, when it came to that memory, that story that we have. And we can have, we can actually have a positive root experience and we can have a negative, you know, root experience, but both are emotionally charged. So they're actually both can run our system. And we don't want to be operating off of those opposite ends of the spectrum. We want to be balanced. We want to be balanced in the middle. And we can get really good. I told you this before, we get really good at just intellectualizing our stories. And we can say like, oh yeah, I can see, you know, how that's made me who I am today. And, you know, yada, yada. But until we really heal that mind-body connection and the body can physiologically release that story, then we haven't really truly healed it. Because as we said, the body, it remembers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really powerful. How did you start doing this work? Because it's fabulous. It's intriguing. It's life-changing for people. And usually the businesses that are started from out of something that becomes so beautiful like yours are because it started from something that we solve for ourselves. So how did you start this business? And I love the name too, Mind Your Business.
Well, so the name came from, you know, looking back as a child, and this is all going to kind of steer in like the wealth realm, that's really what I do. But looking back on my relationship with money, even from very early in childhood, and noticing that my parents were not minding their business. They were actually so busy minding other people's, it seems, or that was my perception. And it seemed like everybody else had wealth, right? And we didn't. And so that was very confusing to me, you know, as a child. And so that's partially where Mind Your Business, the name, came from. But then it's also mind, right? Because we're rewiring our minds and we're rewiring our businesses in the process. But so really, I got into this because a few years ago, I was in a big transition in my life. I was transitioning from full-time active duty military into part-time. So I was in the reserve so that I could really stay at home with my kids and be a stay-at-home mom. And I thought, you know, I think I'm going to jump into this game of entrepreneurship. But, you know, I didn't understand at the time that I was already in a survival state, that my frequency was very, very low. I didn't have inspiration. And, you know, the kind of story that you had heard before was that, you know, I felt like I was this dopamine high teenager that I just wanted to get in this entrepreneurial car and drive. And I had no idea that I was out of gas, right? Like I was in total adrenal fatigue. I didn't know my true identity because my whole life I'd really been subordinating and succumbing to other people's expectations of what my life should look like. And be, you know, so having no identity is like having no driver's license, right? I had no roadmap. I literally had no idea where I was going. I thought, I'm going to get in this vehicle and I'm just going to like crash into this pile of money and we're going to be set for life. And that is crazy to, for me to think back that I even could think like that, mm-hmm. you know, after having experienced what I experienced. And I really didn't respect money. I didn't respect the system of it. I didn't value it. I just wanted what it would give me, right? But I didn't value money itself. And, you know, I hadn't earned the right to drive that vehicle. And so because I was really uninspired in my business at the time, I had no impact. And I really wasn't in alignment with, you know, my audience, with what I was trying to do. And therefore, I had no income. I mean, I literally went a year. I made $0. And I was under this delusion that in a year, I was going to be making $100,000 a month. You know, and that was nowhere near possible because my consciousness could not, it was not keeping up with the strategies that I was putting in place. And so I just defaulted to dumping more money down the drain, right? I was just chasing, you know, strategy after strategy because I was in such a state of desperation, to be honest with you. And I just wanted the result without going through the journey, you know, of actually earning those results. And that chaos just seeped into every aspect of my life. And I adopted that chaos. It was part of my story and part of my identity. And I really wore it like proudly to be honest, which, you know, now looking back, it was making me sicker and sicker. And so thank God the universe like had been putting up all these blocks in my way, but now I see on purpose, like, thank God that business didn't work out. Right. And so the universe put my mentor, and now my partner, Dr. Trivedi, in my path, and, you know, doing his work has really helped me just master my life better. It's helped me to have that better relationship with money, really control my emotions around it. He's helped me figure out my values, what my actual mission is in life. You know, so I'm not just flailing around anymore. I mean, I wake up every day. I know exactly what I'm doing and aspects of it that can shift throughout our life. Right. But my compass is pegged right to my true north. And so when things do start to get crazy, I can default back to my mission, you know, what inspires me. And so now, well, I have the amazing opportunity for him to actually certify me as one of his Wealth Rewire coaches. And so now I'm able to bring this work to my clients. And, you know, I really would not have been able to help my clients if I hadn't transcended where I was. And if I hadn't been able to just bring that frequency up. And so, as I said, like every area of my life has improved. My marriage, I would say, I would have said I had a healthy marriage, you know, but this work has really shown me where it could have gotten unhealthy real quick. I mean, real quick. And so it's made our conversations better. We can now grow and evolve and expand side by side, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I love that.
We're not leaving each other, you know, behind. And, you know, I raise my kids with this work. And I think that's how I'm breaking the cycle, you know, in my own way. And I'm ultimately now helping the people that I'm meant to serve.
I love that. I love that. We're gonna break real quick, but I know everybody's hanging on your every word. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Kristen and more of her story.
Workers' Credit Union empowers members to achieve their dreams at any stage of life. With tailored products and services designed to enrich your financial wellness, Workers' Credit Union gives you the tools to succeed, like high-interest checking, savings, and CD accounts. Free online and mobile banking help you budget and pay bills on the go. Financial coaching provides guidance when you need it. We encourage you to look for the good, the workers' way. Visit us online at WCU.com or walk into your local branch.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
Ever notice how your brain automatically focuses on what's wrong in your life? Ever wonder why you find yourself telling the same old story about yourself over and over again? Tune into this high-energy show with author and mindset coach Carrie Rowan to find out how to retrain your brain to look for the good every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Carrie uses powerful storytelling, easy-to-use tools, and inspiring guests to exemplify how a simple shift in perspective can bring miraculous results. Join Carrie on a journey into your own transformation that will leave you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to find the good every day of your life.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the five simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Hey, beautiful listeners. Are you tired of the fast-paced life and want an easy way to help you find your calm? Then head over to the new Look for the Good Marketplace. It's chock full of hand-selected books, great classes, calming music, and special readings. All you need to help you move closer to a life you're tickled pink about. Just visit carrierowan.com and click on the Marketplace tab to find just the right item to soothe your soul today. That's CarrieRowan.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Look for the Good. I'm here with Kristen Ellsworth. We are talking about her story, and she's sharing with us how she started this business. And it's so intriguing. And I know when you and I spoke, you said you didn't even realize you had this story that was so stuck in your body. You were intellectualizing it, like you just said. Tell us a little bit about that story if you want to share a little bit. And how did you turn that story around?
Sure. So as a child, I was molested by my father, and my parents had gotten divorced, and I was court ordered to go to therapy, where I shared my experience with a psychologist. And then very shortly afterwards, I developed amnesia, you know, because my brain, that was painful, and my brain was ultimately trying to protect me, but the body remembers. And this particular story was running my psychology, and it was running my physiology my entire life. And when I was a teenager, my psychologist shared with me the account, or a particular account that I had told her about. And it, you know, it was really strange to hear it, right? Something that I had told that I have no recollection of. And it was like what I told you before, it's like touching your own arm when it falls asleep, and you know it's your arm, but you can't feel it. And it was probably about 6 months after that. I'm not totally sure what triggered it, but all of a sudden I remembered it like it was yesterday. And so I got the privilege to to work with Dr. Trivedi and have him rewire this story for me. And, you know, it was time to release that story because I was frozen in my business and I couldn't move forward. And I knew that I was in like a sympathetic dominant state of my nervous system, but I didn't know how to get out. And what's so amazing about it is that I held on to this story for almost 40 years, and it only took him like 20 or 30 minutes to rewire me so that I could just physiologically release that thing. And, you know, in the process of rewiring me, he was able to reconnect my mind and body because I was incredibly dissociated from this story. And, you know, from a quantum physics standpoint, he was able to show me all sides of that experience because I obviously had a very one-sided perception of it. And I was very obviously emotionally charged, you know, about it. And so the main thing I took away from him rewiring me was that I always have a choice, no matter what. And, you know, Dr. Trivedi teaches a lot about complementary opposites. And in those moments as a child, I chose to keep that war going on inside of me so that I could bring peace to my family because I lived in a very high domestic violence household. And, you know, he helped me see the ripple effect of my choices. Because if I had told my mother what was happening, right, it would have put her in danger. And I potentially could have grown up without a mother. And so, as best as a little girl could, I was just trying to protect my family. And, you know, I can very much see what the ripple effect would have been in all directions, you know, based on those choices that I had made, because there's always a ripple effect, right? Like even when we choose to do nothing, there's still a ripple effect. And so staying frozen, that served me and it kept me alive as a child. But that story and that psychology and that physiology, it no longer served me as an entrepreneur. And so I was able to really come to a state of gratitude for the experience and for my father. And I wouldn't change the way that the story played out. And that was incredibly empowering for me. Yeah. And I was able to really choose to step into my business with a new identity because I had healed part of that old one. And, you know, how powerful for me to just be able to change that narrative, even for my children, that we always have a choice. So, so grateful, you know, to just be able to remind them and teach them every day that they have a choice, right? Even if we don't like the options that are presented, we still have a choice. And, you know, so that's how I'm able to really give them what I thought I didn't have. And, you know, changing our perspectives is huge. And that's really what rewiring does. It changes the perspective. And so I've been able to turn my story and my guilt really about it into my gift. And as I said, you know, our stories and our gifts are not really meant for us. They're meant to be given away to help other people and to help heal them. And so this is a huge part of my mission now.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I have full body chill because it's so powerful, right? It just reminds me of this quote by Wayne Dyer. When you change the way you look at something, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's right. You're changing your perspective. That's what you did. You were able to take something so awful and realize that, you know, that little Kristen was doing a great job making her choices along the way, even though it was hard for us to see that now. And I that is just so powerful of an example of all the work that you do and how somebody can take that most awful, horrid story that they thought that they could never share with anybody and turn around and make it the most empowering story of their life, you know, without diminishing anything that you've went through, it is so powerful.
And that's how you know it's inspiration, right? Because our greatest pains can become our greatest pleasures. And it's now a pleasure and an inspiration, you know, for me to help people get unstuck.
Yeah. And you know, from the depth of your soul that it's possible, no matter how awful that story they think they have, you know, it's possible because you've done it yourself. And I feel like that testimonial from your own self and why you got into the business is what makes somebody's business like yours so magical, right? It's what makes what you offer directly from your heart. And somebody feels that. They feel that connection. They feel that love, that you now love your story like you first started off saying. And you probably thought to yourself, you know, you could never love that story.
No. And most of us spend our entire lives running from those stories. But those stories were meant to happen to us, right? They're all a part of our mission. It's all connected. Everything that's ever happened to you, it's all connected. You just can get to a place where you're choosing not to see that connection.
Yeah. And I think that's hard. That's hard for people until they start to do the work, right?
Yes. And it is work, right? Mm-hmm. This is not an overnight. I mean, this is a lifestyle, you know, because as I said, we're an onion and you can peel back. For me, that was a very thick layer, right? It peeled back, but there's more, right? There's always more work to be done. And, you know, things will pop up and I'll say, oh, there's a little bit of a charge there. You know, but I use it now, you know, I'm grateful for those flags that the universe, you know, it's more for me to work on, and it's a challenge, but we grow in the challenge. That's where we can grow and heal, right? When we stay in a place of comfort, then we get stagnant.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We don't grow.
And that's the interesting thing about this work that you and I do, right? Like you feel like, okay, I should know all this stuff. I should be done. You're never done. You never get it done. Like you just said, it's the process. It's the onion. And when you've healed something, you're going to find something else in there on a different level. And there's always so many levels. Our mind is a complex, beautiful thing. And it's got all these little rooms, sort of. I like to think of it as a house, right? And we're feng shuiing the house. We're moving stuff around. We're throwing stuff out. And you can always open another closet and go, oh, rats, there's all this stuff in here that I have to now clear now. So it's kind of like that, and it never ends. And that's what I tell my clients, you know, even I am still working on stuff all the time. You know, you never quite get there, right? It's a process. That's what life is.
Yeah. And it's learning how to master it, because people, they want to change, but they don't have the tools. They don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you give them the tools. What type of tools do you use to help someone who wants to change? But I feel like the thing that happens, like New Year's resolution, right? Here we are in January and they want to change and they want to incorporate these things in their lives, but they keep bumping against those habits you talked about, the grooves in the brain, right? Soon as it gets tough, they go back to what's comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, how do you overcome that?
Our brain is it can only grow in 10% increments. And so, you know, despite what the personal development industry puts forward, we don't want to set these big audacious goals because our brain can't handle that. And then it creates a fantasy. And ultimately our fantasies are compensations for the imbalance of our past. Mm-hmm. And so we will make goals from a place of pain instead of a place of inspiration. And so, you know, we talked a little bit about frequency earlier and, mm-hmm. you know, the universe will present to us what we are and not what we want. And so if we keep our vibration small, we don't have the impact. And therefore we, in this, you know, I can tie it all back into wealth. Like we're not going to get the income, you know, because our mission has stayed small. The universe is like, you have this mission and it requires a certain amount of time and energy and money to bring that forward to people. But if you don't know who you are, if you can't nail the being, right? Because the personal development always talks about be, do, and have. Mm-hmm. And most people get so wrapped around the have, right? Because we tend to base our success and our identity off what we have and not who we are. And they can dump tons of money on the do, right? All mm-hmm. these strides, right? But how on earth do we be? And, you know, for my particular program, you know, our relationship to money is as unique as we are. And it is often tied to our past experiences and that past conditioning. And so as an entrepreneur, you really want that relationship with money to be as strong and as healthy as possible so you can survive the long game, right? I doubt people come into this and say, I'm just going to hang out for 2 or 3 years and, you know, and then I'm out, right? Most people are leaving a 9-to-5 place that they were not happy, they were not fulfilled. And, you know, wealth is not a game of money. It's a game of being, and it's of knowing who you are, how to play full out, and really be able to look at your life, as you said earlier, and say, like, I'm worth it, right? Because our self-worth equals our net worth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the concept of having, like, that's very fleeting. But our inner world is what creates our outer world. And so with my program, there's really three essential things required, you know, to get to the state of being, so that we can ultimately do and then have. And that's really like the big picture of what my program does. We are essentially helping people get to that place of healing and that place of being.
Mm, that's huge. And I wrote down worth just before you said it. It's that self-worth, right? Like our money is tied to that. And I think you don't realize that. And that, like you said, that goes way back in time. What's my self-worth? What was I taught about money? What was I taught about myself? What do I say to myself? Do I value? Do I respect not only money, but yourself and what you're doing? You know, I mean,
we work hard because for me, for example, you know, my parents went through a vicious custody battle. I mean, it dragged out for years. They were just draining each other of money. You know, it was a back and forth thing. And it got to the point, and this was in the 80s. So it was really before the laws could, you know, force somebody to pay child support. But my mom got so desperate for money that she wanted me to go ask my dad, you know, to pay child support. And if you think about that from a child's perspective, I was having to go ask for my value in money.
Wow.
And when you're given resistance and all these excuses, as a child, it's so hard, right? You're perceiving it as like, I'm not worth this dollar amount. And you have no idea that that's going to play into your adulthood. And if you end up in like sales, that is a challenge because I struggled, right? I could not ask a client for money because it came down to, I didn't think I was worth it.
Yeah. Wow.
I did not value myself because it was this crazy nonsense story that I had chosen to hang on to because I didn't know any better.
Right. You know? And you were little and those stories get stuck, a lot of them, before we're even 7 years old, and they're just in there, you know, and then they get pulled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get pulled out when we get triggered. We don't even know where it's coming from. So that is so insightful to peel back that story. But yeah, it's always, always, always tied to our self-worth. Absolutely. And so I love that work that you get in there. You help people get in there and figure out, okay, what are those stories? What is your self-worth? You know, these are the questions we don't ever stop. We're just in this busy society. We don't make the time to stop and, like you were saying, be and figure these things out. You know, are we being strategic about who we are? What are our values? What do we value? What was handed to us? And then incorporating, like you said, the choice. Do I want this? Does this story serve me anymore? Let's ditch this one and let's write a new and empowering one.
Yeah. Yeah. I love all that.
Yeah. And so it's so important to stop and do the work. That's why I love how you are helping people and you're embracing these entrepreneurs, because it's hard to be an entrepreneur and it brings up so much of all of our gunk. It's like being in a relationship. You're in relationship now with your business and yourself, and all your stuff is coming up. Any insecurity you ever had is just going to be highlighted.
Yeah. And we can get so focused on wanting support. And my program is really about accountability, and I'm going to challenge you, right? I'm not going to over-support you because then you stay in a place of comfort.
Yeah.
And I was there. I loved comfort. You know, comfort's familiar. But eventually the pain of it can become greater than staying in the comfort. And that's when you know it's time to change.
Mm.
When the pain is greater.
Oh, I love that. Okay. And that moment, we're going to take a little break. That is really powerful. Don't go anywhere, anybody. I know you're listening to her every word. We'll be right back with Kristen.
Workers Credit Union empowers members to achieve their dreams at any stage of life with tailored products and services designed to enrich your financial wellness. Workers Credit Union gives you the tools to succeed, like high interest checking, savings, and CD accounts. Free online and mobile banking help you budget and pay bills on the go. Financial coaching provides guidance when you need it. We encourage you to look for the good, the workers way. Visit us online at wcu.com or walk into your local branch.
Hey, beautiful listeners, are you tired of the fast-paced life and want an easy way to help you find your calm? Then head over to the new Look for the Good Marketplace. It's chock full of hand-selected books, great classes, calming music, and special readings. All you need to help you move closer to a life you're tickled pink about. Just visit carrierowan.com and click on the Marketplace tab to find just the right item to soothe your soul today. That's CarrieRowan.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the five simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Are you ready to consistently be in the flow of success, build an abundant business, easily find your right clients, and feel good inviting them into your community to do business with you? If your answer is yes, then you'll want to listen to Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Business Success with Human Design is a podcast designed to help you peel back the layers of who you have been taught to be and how you've been told to do business, moving you from overwhelm to a business model that aligns with your authentic self and feels right for you. Come and explore Human Design for Business with Nancy.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Has the game of entrepreneurship left you feeling stuck and burnt out? Are you feeling drained financially and emotionally? Mind Your Business Coaching uses the power of neuroscience to heal and rewire your relationship with money and strategically wire you for fulfillment and abundance. Power forward with proven science-backed methods that will transform your life and take your business and wealth to the next level. Book your free consultation today at www.mybcoaching.com/gift. That's mybcoaching.com/gift, and use the promo code Carrie Rowan to get 10% off the Wired for Wealth program. But don't delay, everybody. I know you're loving everything that we're talking about here with Kristen. So sign up for that. Get your 10% off, and it's going to fill up. So do that today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We are here with Kristen. This is so amazing. This conversation we're having is so good. And when we left just before the break, I was hanging on your every word because you were talking about people only change when the pain gets big enough. Dive into that a little bit more. What do you mean by that? How does pain help us change?
Yeah. So pain is a greater motivator than pleasure. People won't move and change unless they reach, you know, this pivotal point of pain. And we can get to this cycle of trying to avoid pain in our life, right? And that's what our brain does, right? It's searching for what feels good, and it can default back to our addictions, and our fantasies are even addictions. And when things don't line up with those fantasies, we'll start to chase something else. And this is why it's really important to be coming from a place of inspiration, because you will push past both pain and pleasure in pursuit of your mission. Whereas, you know, most people, when things start to get tough and entrepreneurship is tough, you'll just stop, right? Because it'll just get too painful. And that's when you know you're coming from a place of motivation, which requires external entities, but inspiration comes intrinsically, you know, within us. And we're going to have pain. We are going to have pain. It's important for you to choose your pain. Because otherwise it'll be chosen for you. And that's very disempowering. That's a yucky feeling. And so, you know, like with stress, right? You can have distress, which most of us are used to. And then you can have eustress. And eustress is what helps us grow and expand. Whereas distress is going to keep us small. We'll become stagnant. We'll honestly start to decay. I mean, this is even at a cellular level. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we choose our pain and we do it very strategically.
Ooh, I love that. Tell me a little bit more about how to choose your pain. So distress is like stuff coming at us outside of us.
So stress is really just our inability to adapt to change. Mm-hmm. And we can perceive things as, you know, they are happening to us when really it's happening for us. And it's a wake-up call that there's an imbalance of some sort going on. You know what I mean? And it's natural mm-hmm. to have stress. I mean, even, you know, it's a part of our nervous system. We need to be operating out of our sympathetic and our parasympathetic nervous systems. We can't just do one or the other, right? Because the body will start to try to compensate that. And that's when we start to get those high highs and those low lows. And that's a bad cycle to be on, right? Because and my mentor, Dr. Shivetti, talks about this all the time, how the personal development industry is always pushing this, you know, got to be positive. But positive breeds chaos. And because, you know, we start to have all these positive hormones that are going on in our body, all this dopamine and everything, but that's not sustainable. And so to bring that down, right, our body will start to pump all the opposite hormones, like the norepinephrine, the epinephrine, because it wants to balance that out. But we can swing so far past center line that we now go into a state of depression. And we'll start to judge ourselves like, oh my God, I thought I was happy. Like, what happened? And so we'll strive for that dopamine again. And we'll go right back up. And then the body will be like, no, we got to balance this out. And so we can get stuck in that cycle. Mm-hmm. And highs and lows are normal. We just don't want to operate in the high highs and in the low lows.
And that's why social media enters social media, that's the dopamine hit, right? That's like, oh, I need more. And then they end up feeling worse than before you even started. But
dopamine's not bad, right? Yeah, like you need to get out of bed every day. Mm-hmm. It's fun to be excited. You know, if you're going to go on a trip, right? It's fun to have that dopamine and that excitement. And that helps us with our inspiration. We just don't want to be addicted to the dopamine. We just don't want to be wanting to live in it 100% of the time. That's not healthy for our bodies.
Exactly. And like you said, it comes down to balancing our nervous system, balancing our mind-body connection. And I think it's knowing when you start, what are the signs for you that you get out of balance? You know what I mean? I feel like that's what people need to be self-informed about.
Yeah. When I start to get anxiety, in my work, what I've learned to do is to say like, am I living in my highest values? Mm. Because when we're in our highest values, that's we're operating out of our prefrontal cortex. We're operating from a place of inspiration. And when we're operating in our lower values, that's where we start to suffer. You know what I mean? We will start to procrastinate those things because they're not in our highest values. We'll call it procrastination. Mm-hmm. It's not really procrastination. It's we don't value those things. But we can adopt other people's values in society and our spouse and our family, and we can get stuck in those. And those are wake-up calls. When you start to feel like, I don't like this, and I am starting to quote-unquote procrastinate, that is your sign. You are not living in your highest values. And honestly, most people don't even know their highest values. And that's something my program, we dial that in. And your whole program is customized to your values and your identity. And so that's how we stay pegged to our true north, you know, it's inside those values and inside that identity. So if I start to just feel that stress and feel that anxiety, I'm so grateful for that awareness. And then I just get myself right back to center where I need to be.
I love that. And it's recognizing that, but it's also then being grateful. I love how you said that, because as we all know, and I talk about it a lot, is that gratitude rewires our brains. It's one of the easiest things to rewire our brains with. But we forget to do it. And it's not, it doesn't mean waiting for something great to happen. It's like in that moment, oh, wow, I'm grateful that I just got this little nudge from the universe. Like, you're out of alignment. You need to get back to yourself. Right. Instead of looking at it.
Yeah, people tend to only be grateful for the things that they want.
Exactly. And for when something good happens outside of themselves. That's not really, I do a whole thing, a little training on that. That's not really what gratitude is. Gratitude is a practice, right? Much like yoga or like meditation. It's very intentional and it's something that you plan to do. You know, like we all feel good. Sure, I'm grateful. I feel great when something happens. That's not really what gratitude is.
It's not a feeling. It's a state. Yeah. A state of balance, a state of love, a state of harmony,
yeah.
You know, inside you're able to see everything from a 360 degree view and you're grateful for all of it.
Exactly. Like you said before, life is always happening for us, not to us. And when you can get yourself out of that victim mentality with all those victim stories that we all have in there, it really shifts everything.
Everything. When you live in a state of inspiration, the universe will put the right opportunities, the right people in your path to keep you on that mission. And you won't feel this, you won't feel like you're in the grind, that you're always just clawing your way through life. Things will start to happen with ease because the universe wants you to go down that path. And it will make it hard for you if you don't, because it doesn't want you to go down that other path.
It's so true. And I think that's hard for people to accept that. And the other thing too, that I think plays right into that is life is supposed to be easy and it's supposed to be fun. Yeah, we have pain and all these other things, but it's really not supposed to be such a grind. So when it is, you got to hold on a second. I'm totally out of alignment, you know, with, you know, what my mission.
There's two opposing things happening, right? There's like the celestial part of ourself. And then there's the animal. Like we were put inside of an animal that's having natural, you know, instinctual things. And so we have to get those two things in alignment. And you're never going, it's not like you're going to leave the animal state of your brain and never go back there, right? It's vital. Like,
right.
We shouldn't be afraid of our fears. Our fears are there to serve a purpose. We just don't want them to run our life.
Absolutely. It's a great way to put it. I love that. And I think so many people don't even realize that that's happening, you know? And so this sort of realization and this awakening of who you really are. Like you're sort of like redesigning yourself. I like thinking about it like that. You know,
you're so programmed and conditioned our whole life, right? We lose who we were.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get back.
We totally do. That's one of the first things I ask clients, especially I think for women. We forget what we love. Like, what do you love? I'll say to a client, oh, geez, I'm not really sure, but this one likes this and this one. We know what everybody else loves. We go to the grocery store, we get everything everybody else loves. What is it that we love? What did we used to do as a child? Naturally, uninhibited, before anybody told us it was uncool, it was weird, or whatever was said to us, right? What is that thing? What is that thing for you, Kristen?
Gosh, I think for me, like energy is huge. And as a child, I loved music and I loved dance. Mm-hmm. And I got so far away from that. And I put my kids, well, my oldest he's old enough to go into dance, but I put him into hip hop. And I was a huge dancer as a child. I mean, I danced for 14 years. I was in a company. And I think through everything I went through in my life as a child, that helped me regulate my nervous system. And so when I watched him in dance, I was like, oh my God, I need to get back into this. And so I started listening to music more and just getting my energy up, getting that movement and just changing, you know, my vibrational frequency. Because as a child, and this is a story for a whole nother day, but I actually stunted my growth. My body stopped producing its own growth hormone. And I understand now it's because our bodies listen to our brain and our brain's like, it's better to stay small. And the body's like, got it. I got my marching orders.
Wow.
And, so I ended up having to take growth hormone and that was very painful physically. And so I had to force myself to grow. And again, this is all tying into my business now and helping people to grow. And
wow, I'm getting a full body chill on that.
So it's just, you know, yeah, we got to get back we got to get back to who we are so we can be in that state of be. But you got to heal yourself to get there.
You do. And because you can't recognize it if you're still in that monkey mind of, you know, chasing this and chasing that or running away from, because the only thing you're ever really running away from is yourself.
Definitely.
So stopping that and getting balance. I love your program because you bring all of these pieces and you have somebody actually sit down and define, hey, who am I really? I forgot. Let's go back to who I am. Let's remember who I am, because we all need to be reminded who we are and why we came here.
Yeah. And it's very empowering. Once you figure that out and we nail down what your mission is, what your whole existence here on the planet is, it is like a weight is lifted off of you and you now have your marching order. Like you have your marching orders, not what everybody else is telling you you need to be doing. And it's so freeing. That is freedom. That is freedom.
That is true. True freedom. Because think about it. People spend their whole life figure, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. You know, a lot of people say, what's my purpose? And it's because they don't have meaning in their life because they don't even know what something means or what their values are. So that is so crucial. I love that you incorporate all these things into the work that you do because people need to know that, because if we want to heal the planet and there's so many things wrong and that's all everybody's ever talking about, let's start one person at a time with yourself.
Yeah. And it's all the answers are within you. I promise. Don't need to be searching for all these external solutions. It's all inside of you. I promise you. And so my job is to just really help and guide you along your, you know, your journey and your mission.
Which is so powerful, which is different than my mission and your mission. And we all came here with such a specific reason. And our vibrations are so unique that we all vibrate at our own very special way. And no two people can vibrate the same. No two people can bring what they came here to offer to the world in the same way. Even if we did, my flavor is different than your flavor, right? It's like, that's what makes us beautiful and unique.
Yeah, but it can be scary too, you know, to step into that. And unfortunately, if you don't, the universe, you'll get written out of your own story, you know, because that mission has to be served by somebody. And if it's not you, it's going to get passed to somebody else.
Yeah. I love that. I just, again, you're giving me a chill on all this stuff. This has been so incredible. You are a wealth of inspiration and just, you have so much poise and you just have, we could do a whole another show because there's just so much more inside of you to talk about. I mean, you and I could talk forever about this stuff. So we're going to have you on again because I just feel like there's many more layers to this onion that we're peeling back. And I know people are absolutely going to fall in love with you in this episode. So I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Thank you. I mean, this has been truly an honor. I'm grateful to be here. And again, just to spread my mission, to help other people spread their missions.
Yeah, I love that. And help other people really remember who they are and dig deeper and let go of those stories that you might not even realize are holding you back. And that's exactly what Kristen does. So if you're an entrepreneur and this is resonating with you, go to her website, check out the free consultation at mybcoaching.com/gift. Put my name in as the promo code and get her Wired for Wealth program. It will change your life, everybody. And thank you so much for listening in on Look for the Good. It was so amazing to be here with Kristen. I promise we'll have her on again because I know you're going to love her and you can write all those notes to us and tell her everything that you liked. And as always, I want you to remember, you can go to my website too. You can find her at carrierowan.com. You can find her there. You can find her video when we put that up the following week after we go live here on Look for the Good. And go get the free gift on there on my website as well. And remember, it is never too late, my friends, to live your best story. Be well.
Thanks for tuning in to Look for the Good with your host, Carrie Rowan, best-selling author and mindset coach. Join us every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you weren't able to catch an episode, no worries. Just visit our website to find all the archived episodes of Look for the Good on demand so you don't miss a thing. And remember, it's never too late to live your best story. For additional resources or to find out about how you can work with Carrie directly, visit carrierowan.com for more details.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.